So, I guess I'm gonna go ahead and break these characters down for y'all. I got me some Condies. So I'm feeling a little sweet. So, season two, we in Atlanta. First season, we was in Miami. I'm not sure if I said that or not. First season, we was in Miami. Now, season two, we in Atlanta. We got Lucky Hustle from she changed she Lucky Hustle is the same Lucky that was in season one. She just added Hustle. Like, I don't know. I guess she figured she needed two parts to her name. But she was from season one. She came back. Sapphire came back. She was in season one. And that's pretty much it. Nobody else came back. Everybody else is new people. So, you got a girl named Chanel. You got a girl named Big Lex. A lady named Boss Tech. And I'm gonna go over some of these ladies, the ones that stood out to me. I'm not on no Wendy Williams shit. I'm not trying to be out here passing no judgment. I'm really, y'all know how I get down. I'm just telling you what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? Leave my opinions, my judgments, and all that other sweet stuff to myself. Everybody has a background. So who am I to judge? I ain't got it. But anyways, it's a lady named Boss Tech. A lady named, why did I do that? A lady named Miss Natural. A lady named Blueface Barbie. I don't fucking know why she calls herself Blueface. But that's her name, Blueface Barbie. A lady named Lexi Blow. A lady named Aqua. And the last lady on Jocelyn's Cabaret season two, Atlanta, is Yummy P. And of course, you know, Jocelyn gotta have her man there, Boss Tech. And all I'm saying is, I'm happy for Jocelyn. Like, she really got the type of man that she needed. You know what I'm saying? Because she was really in love with hip hop. She was really on some, I'm trying to be on my grown lady making my music, boss type shit. And Stevie J wasn't making the moves that he said he was. And seeing her with this Boss Tech guy, he's a producer. Jocelyn out here just putting out music, okay? She ain't fucking playing with y'all. So that lets you know who the problem was, because she got damn near an album out. Not even an album, but she got more than, she don't have an album. She got like more than three different singles out. So I mean, she doing her fucking thing. So she said, in some of her songs. No, all of her songs that I've heard, they're fucking catchy, so can't get mad at her. Now she got her little production credits and shit. She doing her thing. But these ladies, let's get into these ladies. Ooh, child, let's get into these ladies. So, coming into the house, Lucky Hustle and Blueface Barbie know each other on the outside, along with Jocelyn, to the point that Jocelyn even co-signed that Lucky Hustle and Blueface Barbie used to hang out. Like, no cameras, none of that, you know? So, Lucky is she, like, I'm not trying to throw this bitch under the bus, you know what I'm saying? Like, putting on her business. And by her, I mean, Blueface Barbie business out there. She's keeping it very vague, short and sweet. Like, I thought I was feeling her at first, and then I got to, like, you know, kick it with her and get to know her. And once I got to kick it with her and get to know her, I realized I can't fuck with her like that. These were her words. So, you gotta respect that. So, coming into the house, we not know none of this drama. I'm just giving y'all synopsis of what happened, because season two is over. They didn't have the reunion and all of that. But I gotta give y'all the background of what was going on in the show so you can have an understanding, right? So, Sapphire, she's still on her. I'm coming here to fucking make some money. No. I'm coming here to be on Jocelyn's Cabernet. Because none of these ladies knew that it was $10,000 up for grabs until they got there. So Jocelyn tells the ladies, like, not only can you possibly have a chance to dance, because it's only going to be four girls that's going to dance with her. The best four. And it's, out of all the ladies that I just said was on the show. So, Jocelyn is like, you know, it's only going to be four of y'all, not of the four. One of y'all are going to win $10,000. You know, it's a contest. So, all the ladies is all, like, happy. But you can tell, like, immediately, like, bitches is out for war. Like, as soon as Jocelyn was at $10,000, women start looking at each other real funny. Like, it was terrible. So, they come into the house. It's time to introduce themselves. They're already in the house. They're already in the house. And they're going to introduce themselves after Jocelyn's talking about, like, the whole, like, you know, what you can win, what's up for stakes and shit like that. So, Aqua is in the back of all these girls crying. And Jocelyn, like, what the fuck wrong with you? And she, like, come to the front. Like, hold up. Like, you crying for something. She was just like, I just really need to get this money. Like, I came out here. Got out of a relationship to a guy that she thought was, you know, gonna be the fucking one. And right before she came out there, she had an abortion with twins. And now she giving her fucking story. There's a lady named Big Lex is in the fucking background. It's not funny. It's in the background and goes, damn, double homicide. Who the fuck says some shit like that? And so fucking Aqua turns around and was like, bitch, like. And Jocelyn is like, damn, that's fucked up. Who said that? You know what I'm saying? And all the girls playing out Big Leg like, that big said it. I mean, they were under the fucking bus real quick. So, instantly, fucking, who fucking was it? Who was it? Boss Tech. Like, it's like giving Big Lex like the eyes, and Big Lex is like, bitch, we can fight. What it do? So, these ladies ain't been there 5 minutes and it's already a fucking fight breaking out. But it wasn't just one. It was like multiple fucking fights that broke out. Because while everyone is like coming into the house getting to know each other, Blueface Barbie fucking Blueface Barbie is like calling shots, throwing fucking shade at Lucky, calling her unlucky with, I think it was Chanel. I'm pretty sure it was Chanel and somebody else. It was Chanel. Because Chanel was her roommate. So, like, she going in on Lucky. For no fucking reason, Lucky ain't doing shit to her. But we not knowing that, like, before they had got there. So now, I'm telling y'all the tidbit what happened. So you can know, like, because it was a fight. But we not knowing why the fucking fight broke out until after. But I want to tell y'all now because it made sense. Before they got there, Lucky Hustle, Blueface, and Blueface Barbie was hanging out. And she, when Lucky was out with Blueface, they was out with her man, but the man was really like a pimp. And they was at some hotel, and she was, and Lucky Hustle was supposed to go get some money. But when it was time to go get the money, the guy that was supposed to protect Lucky Hustle when she going out was drunk as fuck. So that she wasn't feeling that. Like, who the fuck gonna protect me? And then the same night, like after getting drunk, Blueface is coming on to Lucky Hustle, because I guess she had like made some passes at her, but she wasn't down with it then, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, like, before they had got to the situation it was at, she was like doing some flirting shit, but once she got to where it was at, she didn't have that same energy. And Blueface got mad because she was like, keep that same energy. If you're trying to act like we gonna have relations, then keep that same energy. And my thing is, like, you're a woman. You should know better than anybody. If you don't want that, then, like, you may have wanted it and then something could have turned you off. So, I got it. So, now let you know the tea, the background. Let me go back to the fight. So, Blueface is sitting on the couch. Jocelyn's sitting, like, on the side of the couch. Lucky's sitting on the table facing the couch. And Chanel, hold on, I don't want to press this in y'all ear. Hold on.